Easing winds gave California firefighters a break today as they battled destructive wildfires. Breezes replaced the powerful gusts that sent the glass fire raging through Napa and Sonoma counties Sunday and Monday, scorching more than 66 square miles. At least 95 buildings have burned in wine country, including homes and winery installations. The fire pushed through brush that had not burned for a century, even though surrounding areas were incinerated in a series of blazes in recent years. Sonoma County Supervisor Susan Gorin, who lives in Santa Rosa, said she was stuck in 2 hours of heavy traffic last night to reach safety. Her home was damaged in another fire 3 years ago, and she was rebuilding it. She saw three neighboring houses in flames as she fled. She said, quote, "Once you lose a house and represent thousands of folks who've lost homes, you become pretty fatalistic that this is a new way of life and, depressingly, a normal way of life," unquote. The glass fire is one of nearly 30 wildfires burning around California. The National Weather Service warned that hot, dry conditions with strong Santa Ana winds would continue into this evening. In a forested far northern part of the state, more than 1,200 people were evacuated in Shasta County because of the Zog Fire, which has burned at least 62 square miles. It's killed three people and destroyed at least 146 buildings. Pacific Gas and Electric cut power to more than 100,000 customers in advance of gusty winds and in areas with active fire zones. By last night, the utility said it had restored electricity to essentially all those customers, but about 24,000 people remain without power in Napa, Sonoma, Shasta, and Tehama counties. Yesterday, Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency in Napa, Sonoma, and Shasta. It authorizes the state to direct all its personnel and equipment to help fight the fires there. And he submitted a request to President Trump for federal assistance grants to fight the fires raging across the state. Newsom said in the request that the fires are stretching the state's resources at a time when resources were already impacted by the pandemic. This is the second request by Newsom for federal assistance to fight fires. The first request was approved by the president in August. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.